You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Are you ready for a quickie? Hello and happy Wednesday, happy hump day. Welcome to the first official mini episode, aka quickie, of the Horny Housewife Podcast. Today we're going to knock out a listener question. We have a unfortunate circumstance where a woman is not getting eaten out by her man. And the reason is a big old bag of shit. I almost said baloney, but we needed to go big old bag of shit. But first, today's official topic, pillow princesses. What is a pillow princess? Maybe you are totally aware. Maybe you think you know what it means, and maybe you know exactly what it means. Maybe you're married, dating in a long-term relationship with a pillow princess. Maybe you are a self-proclaimed pillow princess, a proud pillow princess, or maybe you're like, you know what? Maybe like 80% of the time I'm a PP. Let's call it a PP. And that is more acceptable, IMO, in my opinion, than being a forever PP. No, I can't do the PP. Pillow princess. I did have someone, I don't know if it was Instagram or if it was in the DMs or through listener questions, talking about like, I have a wife that's a pillow princess. Like, what do I do? Is this forever? So I think this will give insight, maybe allow for some self-reflection. What's your role in the bedroom? Are you participating? Okay, what the fuck is a pillow princess? A pillow princess is a term used to describe someone who enjoys receiving the pleasure, but maybe isn't necessarily reciprocating or participating actively in the sexual activities with their significant other. So laying there starfishing. Now, I will say, I feel like there is a spectrum, and I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. Maybe just the men are thinking this is fucked up. But depending on how beautiful, depending on how hot you are, determines the amount of time this will be acceptable for. That is fucked up, and I cannot believe that just came out of my mouth. But doesn't, like, if you're laying, if you know when you lay down, I remember my mother would go, when I lay on my back, this boob's off to this side, they part like the fucking Red Sea. So, like I mentioned, that spectrum, I think there are, you know, mild participators on their back. We're all guilty. Every woman, raise your hand if you have been a pillow princess. You are raising your hand. But if it is a title, if it is a badge you are repping habitually, then maybe we want to rethink, is this sustainable? Because your hot ass, beautiful bod, you're all beautiful, ladies, you're all beautiful. Whether your tits part like the fucking sea, hey, that ain't a bad thing. You can have boob sex. I can't. Okay, let's shit on me for a second. No hate. Here I am trying to qualify now. If you've got those big party the sea titties, push them to use your hands and pushy pushy wooshy together. Okay, I'm a C cup. I feel like I don't get, you know, I'm right in the middle. Okay, I feel like if I was having boob sex, my hand would have to be involved. And to me at that point, fuck it. I feel like a poser. I feel like I'm unable to do the actual deed, and I'm having assistance with the hand being the top bridge in order for the penis to be encased. So how did we get from pillow princesses to boob sex? I don't know. But I do feel like I'm greatly missing out in my life. I will say that. Maybe the next boob job, I think you have to get your implants. Is that a myth? I think you have to do them every like 10 to 12. I will be doing that regardless because of the word gravity, okay? But maybe next time I'll, you know, give myself the privilege to just push them together and be the friction, have the titties be enough friction and not need the top bridge of the hands. Okay. I don't know where the fuck that was going. Oh yeah, you're just laying there. 9 signs you're a pillow princess. Here we go. Passive engagement. You tend to be passive. You prefer to be pleasured rather than taking on that active role. Limited initiating, minimal effort, limited communication, one-sided focus, lack of exploration, preference for specific acts. Maybe you're reluctant to give oral. Short duration. So the visual I'm getting is, have y'all ever seen the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall and the guy that got dumped? He is trying to get over his ex and having sexual encounters, and he's on top of this beautiful woman. But I'll never forget her just laying there and being like, I came. And it was just, you know, he's on top of her, going in and out, and no matter how beautiful she was, that's less than thrilling, right? And while I know there are certain circumstances where that's just, you know, maybe we were overserved, maybe we partook of too much, maybe, you know, maybe all the things. The guys have their moments. We all have our moments. But again, that self-reflection on what is my, you know, my main? Am I considered a pillow princess? Is my sex life where, yeah, I really am on my back all the time and I'm really not doing much. Maybe I am just pushing the titties together for the visual and letting them do the fucking deed. Now, while you might be resistant to me saying, let's role reversal and how would you feel? Because you're like, hey, I got the hole, he's got the stick. Not saying you're wrong there, but big old buts. Like I've said a million times on the podcast, predictability gets boring. It gets boring. And being a pillow princess does not mean that your favorite position can't be missionary, because you can be an active participant in the bottom. We have our lower body going with the rhythm. We can buck up, we can buck down, we can flip a leg to the side, we can spit on our significant other, find out if that's okay first. We can get the hands involved, we can rub our clit, we can grab a toy, we can grab their hair, we can stimulate our nipples, we can stimulate their nipples, we can go for a ball grab, we can take our hand and do the peace sign and go around his dick, like take the peace sign and go to the cock, lubed up, uber lube, baby. And now you're adding extra friction. So when he's pumping, now you've just like extended your vaginal wall in a sense. You're welcome. So again, referencing back to that spectrum, you know, I think we've got the pillow princesses who maybe are flying under the radar because we've got a little more activity. Because some people maybe refer it to being, you know, a submissive. But a starfish pillow princess will lack sex appeal before you fucking know it. It's not sustainable. I, of course, found a forum on Reddit. And someone was sharing that, like, she was called a pillow princess and she didn't know what that meant. And the guy said she took a dick well, and people were blasting him, saying, you know, he doesn't know what the word means, because that's actually not a compliment. Crazy, because the word princess is in it. So, you know, usually we think, oh, I am a princess. He's right. But this is more adjacent with starfishing. And we automatically know that that is not a compliment. Even when we are being given oral, when we are happily recipients with a man who is happily dominating, giving, requesting you to lay back on that pillow and assume the princess position, it will never mean to not affirm with moans, words, dirty talk, you know, signs you are indeed experiencing pleasure. And that active participation, like I said, with hands, toys, lips, mouth, that will always trump a silent recipient. And it is what it is. And maybe you're thinking, you know what? I feel like my pillow princess title actually comes from insecurity, that I don't feel like I'm able to vocalize or I don't know what to do. Well, I just told you, and how you can tap in to receiving that pleasure and going with your body is getting present. So that is diving into your senses. What do you see, taste, smell, feel, and staying there? Being present will allow you to really embody what you're feeling. And you did hear correctly, one of the 9 signs that was from like Yahoo News, BT Dubs, gotta cite my source, reluctant to oral, which I think I mentioned in a previous episode very recently, that being reluctant to oral in Jordy's head is asking for your man to wish, crave, and desire a blowjob every day for the rest of his life. Which, if you're asking me, sounds dangerous. Sounds dangerous. I guess I'm a cynic. But it sounds like life's too short to not put his dick in your mouth. Okay? I promise you, I'd be giving the same exact advice to him. He better fucking lick your pussy. My husband just ate me out after I put self-tanner on. Do you know? I was like, please, like, you don't have to do this. You're licking it away. It's like a foggy mirror that you write in. That's what he's doing with this talk of my self-tanner. And you know what? The horniness trumped the disgusting smell of my loving tan. That's love. That's fucking true love. I think it should go both ways. I think there should be compromise. Obviously consensual. Okay, but I feel like my listeners can jive with what I'm trying to say here. So food for thought. Go reflect, my dear pillow princesses. Okay, we're going to end this mini with a listener question. Let's do it. My husband of 2 years recently told me the audacity. He doesn't like to eat me out due to having larger pussy lips. How can I move past this? What can I say to him? You can say, Todd, suck a dick. Okay, not really. Don't say that. I don't know if his name's Todd either. I just went there. But girlfriend, I'm not thrilled, okay? No one should be thrilled. Todd needs a little shaky shake. I want to know how much money he makes. I want to know the size of his dick. I want to see a picture of him. Every time a man says something really, really stupid, let me see those 3 things. And then let me tell you if, like, okay, you know, we'll give him a pass because he lives in La La Land, because unfortunately everything is working for him. But if you're human like the rest of us, okay, I just can't believe you said that to her. Let me tell you, there is a guy who would suck on your large pussy lips. That was foul. I'm sure I said plenty of foul things, but that just felt like really foul coming out of my mouth. And you should tell him that. You should say, my ex-boyfriend used to love sucking on them. I didn't want to tell you this, but when you said that, I got a chuckle out of it. My ex used to fucking do like a little DJ set with his tongue on my fucking pussy. And he used to rave about the size of my lips. So it's just funny, you know, the power of perspective. The power of perspective. But maybe you're watching a little too much porn with their skinny pussy lips. I don't know. Dude needs a wake-up call. Be like, you know what? I don't put your balls in my mouth because they don't look the same. They don't look like they did 2 years ago. So imagine what 10's going to be like. You think gravity does something to my pussy lips? Your balls are kind of weighted, so you're fucked. Also, besides that, because I was just not excited about what he said to you, because I thought that's a little bit rude. I don't even fucking believe him. I'm wondering if maybe he's for the other team. I don't know. Maybe he had a traumatizing experience eating pussy. She had a yeast infection and he just, you know, can't get around to trying again. PTSD. Maybe a woman queefed in his face. I don't know. I feel like that's a real cop out. That's a real puss out. It's a real bitch move. Have I ever been this mean in a listener question against someone's spouse? I don't think I have. But what? How can you get past this? What can I say? You can start parading your pussy lips around. Okay. My mildly toxic sisterly advice is to totally make a chuckle and bring up that when you said that, I just couldn't stop thinking about how my ex was obsessed with them. And it's just like mind boggling to me. And just, I don't even know what that's going to do, but I just feel like we should be immature and do it. I know I'm getting a big eye roll from the guys right now, but I also think my male listeners are just as offended as I am. I don't care if she's a 1, 2, 3, Arby's extra large, thin, little, saggy, wrinkly, whatever the fuck her vagina is like. If she wants to like go get it, whatever done to it, you support her, but you certainly don't bring attention to something negative. Like, I don't give you pleasure because your pussy lips are really large. Be like, well, I don't touch your dick because it's really underwhelming. I don't know. If he has a really giant, beautiful dick, that sucks. That sucks. And then I guess you just can't say anything. Just kidding. Can we move past this? If you want to move past it, you can. If you want to just sweep that cockroach under the carpet and move on, you can. Or you can say, hey, don't talk about my sexy pussy any other way. They come in all shapes and sizes. And someone would love to go downtown and bury their head in there. Lick, slurp, suck. It's funny because I wonder if a man was telling me his wife wouldn't suck his dick, would I give the same advice? Like if she said something derogatory about your dick and I tell her that you can go get your dick sucked anywhere. I probably wouldn't. Does this make me hypocritical? And am I having a double standard? Huh. I shall reflect. And just because I say don't say it doesn't mean I don't think it's true. I just think men and women can take things differently. And there are plenty of very sensitive guys that this would really, really hurt their feelings. But I mean, going back to the like immature part, me being immature, he started it. Wrapping it up, landing the plane, ending the mini, ending the quick star. On the real slices, I would like check, you know, go downtown, take a little looky, get a mirror, touch it, smell your fingers. That was gross, but I'm being your sissy. Finger yourself, like investigate that he didn't just do some weird ass excuse thinking that that wasn't as hurtful as telling you the truth, but I don't think so. But I would want to rule it out. And then I want you to stay in the mirror, look at your pussy, say, I love you. I love you. And mentally give your husband the middle finger and maybe IRL. And maybe you don't want to take any of my advice because it could lead to destruction. So, love you. God bless. Godspeed. Good fucking luck. Quickies are fun. Quickies are fun. Next week, we'll do the same thing, but we're going to do some technique tips. And of course, another listener question. I will see you on Monday and I will see you next Wednesday. Make sure you're subscribed to the show. Make sure you're following. Leave a rating on Spotify. Write a review. Leave 5 stars on Apple Podcast. Make sure you're following me on social media at @_thehornyhousewifepodcast and shop new merch at thhmerch.com. Love you.